29, or Lechafal of Kislev, Tralacha, and Chatzalvavus. So we know that Chanukah menorah, there's a very unusual aspect of the mitzvah that they were misakin to light the menorah in shul. And it's really not being motzi anybody. It really is either person hanes, from where really another minig, I don't know if you can call it a minig, but it certainly became a certain style to light the menorah when there's public gatherings on Hanukkah. Certainly no bracha should be made at those gatherings. I don't know if the Babichers make a bracha when they light outside. I don't know. In shul, there's a takana and we make a bracha. It's really strange that we make this bracha, but that's the way they, apparently that was part of the takana, to be noyig like that. It has a little reminiscent of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, since the Beis Knesset is the Beis HaMikdash Ma'at. So we light there. And certainly the person lighting in shul has to light at home. There's always a problem with Shechiyanu, the first night. There's always two ways it could happen. He could have lit at home first, and then he's in shul lighting. That's more clear that you make the Shechiyanu again. But the other way is not as clear. If you light in shul and then you go home, but the Ram, I don't know if I forgot what we said. Yes, Shechiyanu. Yes, that's what Ramesha ends up saying. You say the Shechiyanu again at home, even though you said the Shechiyanu in shul. Feel it in the shul first, and then you go home. But that's more Mashiach. But that's what Ramesha and others say. Yes, Shechiyanu. The time to light is also a little strange. It's like before Shkia. Like the ideal time is between Mincha and Ma'ariv. If there's a mincha in shul, and there's a ma'ariv, so you light between mincha and ma'ariv. And there it's Israel. I don't know about here in this shul, but never here. But certainly when I lived on Sorotskin, they take a lit at mincha for Aleinu. What? If there's no mincha necessarily.
No, there is a mincha. Earlier.
We make them in clearly, so we light before Meyer. That's the first Meyer. Early Meyer.
Yeah, there's other.
Yeah, so, you can light before Meyer, but there's no Tzomud Mincha Meyer. I think the minute to light after Mincha is probably when there was a Mincha Meyer, and people rushing home after Meyer to light the menorah. So they said light after Mincha, but if they're not Tzomud, where people are going home after Mincha to light, then already light before Ma'ariv. And if there's one minyan, you light then, and maybe the light will still be on. I don't know, do we make another bracha for later minyanim? We do. Yeah. Maybe we should stop doing that, maybe. It's not clear, it's a shaila. But not if it's burning.
Still. No, it's out.
If it's out, we relight with a bracha for the second Ma'ariv. Maybe we should stop that. Stop making the bracha, maybe. Have to look into that more. By the later Myrus. By the later Myrus. It should burn a half hour, even though it has no pshat, really, the half hour, but that's the amount of time it should burn. But then you have a problem with Motzei Shabbos. You want to go home, and if you're afraid to leave it there, that is a problem. Okay, let me just give a Maram Mokum here. That it says without, here he says without a bracha. What's the Maram Mokum for the later Myrus? It's been from a very late Achron. Well, so I have to look into it more.